Blog Talk Radio. But it won't be water, but it's going to be fire next time. Come on. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. All we have to do is warn the people, y'all. All we are supposed to do is warn them and tell them, it's coming again. Just like God warned them and he told the man of God to go build the ark and they wouldn't listen. Guess what? They're not listening. But guess what? It's going to rain again, but it's going to be fire next time. It's going to burn up all the chaff and all the ugliness and all everything that's not like God. Because God desires purity in the inward parts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He told Noah to take in two by two. And when he closed that door, nobody could get in. Yes, 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 yes. When God tells you to do something, it's best to obey. Praise God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. See, they had to sacrifice their lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God said there's going to be a hail. And those that are not ready, they're going to enter into that hail. 5-5, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, good evening, everybody. I am so glad to see all of you are here. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a blessing to see all of you all here. Praise God. It's a blessing. It's a blessing when the saints can come together in unity. Praise God. Hallelujah. And worship together in spirit and in truth. That's what he says. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so glad. I'm so glad. Praise God. I pray that you had a wonderful day today because today has been a great day. Praise God. Every day is a good day because God gives it. Because you could have not been here. Praise God. But he gave you another time to breathe and to love upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's go into prayer. Praise God. Father God, we thank you. Yes, we do, God. We thank you. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. We want to thank you for everything that you do, God. Everything, oh God, that you have for us, God. Everything in the present and in the future, God. Lord, we're looking for great things. Great things. Mighty God are you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We lift up our hearts to you. We lift up our families to you, God. Thank you for families, God. I just love to veer in on families because, you know, we wouldn't have a world if God wouldn't have created a family. Praise God. But God just does wonderful things. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. And it's all good what God does. Look, y'all, God don't do anything wrong. Praise God. He just blesses us with good things. And I don't care, maybe your family ain't what it ought to be, but it's still good. God bless you. Just bless God anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. And pray for him anyway because God going to bring them in due time. It might be a thorn in your flesh, but God's going to bring this. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for loving up on us so much, God, more than we do ourselves, God. You love us, God. You love us, God, oh, God, in ways we don't even know how to love. But you're teaching us, oh, God, and you are, oh, God, letting us know, God, to love is the most important thing, God. Lord God, oh, Father God, touch everyone on here tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, whatever they may stand in need of, God. Lord, just pour, let the rain fall on them, God. And, oh, God, just wash them. And, oh, God, give them comfort and peace that passes all understanding. Touch every mother, God, that may have a son behind prison walls, oh, God. Every father, God, oh, God, that might be behind prison walls, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver, oh, God, from drugs and all sorts, oh, God, that daughter that may be pregnant, that daughter that may be on drugs, God, deliver, deliver, and set free, oh, God, Father, God, those behind prison walls, oh, God. Father, I pray tonight, oh, God, that they will look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of their lives, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that may have lost a loved one, oh, God, and may be mourning.
morning, oh God, Father God. I know that you are the comforter. Hallelujah. We don't have to look for anyone to comfort us, but God, we look to you because you are the comforter. God, thank you for your loving arms. Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you for your breast, your loving breast that we can lay upon, God. Oh God, and find peace and comfort in you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for, oh, God, creating us in your own image, oh, God. Father God, thank you, Father God. And, oh, God, thank you, oh, God, for dying on the cross for us, God. Oh, God, there is no one like you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy. Thank you for your precious mercy. It endures forever. It never stops. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Father God, in your own your ways, touch tonight. Heal hurts tonight, God. Heal, bring salvation, oh, God, into the hearts of your people, oh, God, that they will accept your son, oh, God, and, oh, Father God, oh, God, and live for you the rest of their lives. Hallelujah. Praise God again. Hallelujah. And again, you are listening to God's favorites. Well, have you lost a loved one, a son or daughter to drugs, to the prison walls, may be slain by the bullet, or you may be going through something else or some type of sickness that is seeming as though it's trying to take you out, but God got you. Hallelujah. God's favorites are reaching out to heal your hurts tonight. Praise God. In any way that we can reach out to you in prayer, whatever we can do, if it's in our favor to do it, God knows that we're going to truly be trying. Jesus said, though, in Matthew 11 and 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor. See, God wants to take over because he know that we can't do it, but he can do all things. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just want to give you rest in the midst of every trial. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, is there anyone on tonight that may have a prayer request? Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you please give us your prayer request? Mother Stokes, can you be our prayer warrior tonight?
Yes, I can. I'm a little bit
all right,
but I can. I'm still can pray.
All right, all right. Me too. My nose has stopped. Well, we're getting into that season of allergies. Praise God. When it gets cold, his nose gets stuffy and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? God is still good, and he's good all the time.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone? If so, press 1 on your phone if you would like for us to pray. Press 1 on your phone at this time so that we may go on with the program. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God told us to pray ye one for another. Pray ye one for another. And that is what we are to do. Praise God. I love praying for you because I'm going to be agreeing with Elder Stokes when she prays tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, I am too. Praise God. I am going to be praying right along with her. Pray and agreement. And that's what we all should be doing, agreeing in prayer. Because you know why? Because two is better than one. And the more that we have praying, we can break the bonds of Satan. We can tear down his walls. Praise God. There's breakthroughs. Praise God. Well, I see two hands up. Praise God. Sister Rebecca, go forth.
Good evening, everyone. I have a testimony. I have been requesting prayer for my my children, grandchildren as well, and I went on a fast for a few days, and I thank God that one of my grandchildren, I got a chance to talk to her for about 3 hours, and she was very interesting, and that was a sign to me that God is working on her. So I just want to let everyone know that to continue to keep praying for my children and grandchildren, because I know the Lord is, he's working on them, And as I continue to pray and fast, and everyone is praying for them, I know the Lord is going to change them. So I just want to thank everyone for their prayers.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Amen. Rebecca. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Sister Sharon.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to put my two cousins on the altar, Sharon and Annette, and also my girlfriend, Joyce, and her son. They hear voices in his head. He's still hearing the voices. His name is Tevis.
All right.
And I just want to put myself on that for strength.
All right. Okay. Sister Shawanda.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, God, for blessing me to make it on the line to hear what God has to say. I have a prayer request for my son. He went to Tennessee about 5 this morning to go to work. I'm asking God's protection over his life. But he left his father at home alone, and I went by there to check on him today, and his pressure was 195 over 125. So I'm asking a prayer for his father, and also praying that God will bless and hear my unspoken request, and that God will continue to. Thanking God for how he is bringing my family together, my daughter, my son, my mom, and everyone. And I just thank God for the beautiful baby shower we had yesterday. It was so wonderful and just laughter and just wholesome. And so I just thank God for what he's doing. Please keep us in prayer and pray my strength and that God will hear my unspoken request for me. Thank you so much.
All right. Next, we have is Sister Bowman.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to thank God for connecting one more time with my beautiful family in Christ. And I ask for prayer. My grandbaby almost got hit Friday, 2 years old. And I just thank God how God came in and saved him. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd have been. So I thank God for y'all. Just keep praying, my friend and my family. Amen.
All right. Is there anyone else before we go on? Because we're going to go on. We don't want to leave anybody out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm looking to see that because sometimes I roll a deck and I pass someone. So I'm checking to see if there is anyone else. I believe that's all. You may go forth, Mother Stokes.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. I just want to make sure you hear me. Well, I tell you that Jesus is speaking in Matthew 21:22. Things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe, and you shall receive it. So, Lord, tonight we come, Lord, lifting up Sister Rebecca and her family, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father, that our family is coming toward you, coming to have a relationship with you, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that the grandchildren is coming in, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you thanks, Father, tonight for everything that you're doing in Sister Rebecca's life, Lord. And, oh, God, we lift up Sister Sharon. So Sharon, Sean, Annette, and Kelvin, Lord, we lift up that family, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said that the family should have a great relationship together. But, Father, we know that according to St. John 10:10, the devil comes to rob and steal. But, Jesus, you came to give us life and life more abundantly, to draw families together, oh God. And so, God, we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up Sister Shawanda, Father. We thank you for Joshua getting a job, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you right now with your power to protect him as he go up and down the highways and byways, oh God, in Tennessee, Father. And as he knows too many people out there, God, that, Father, that he would get to know the ones who are for him, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Christians, some Christian people. Just as I prayed for my son when he left home, Lord God, living in Nashville, Tennessee. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you connect them up with Christian people, people who love the Lord, and people who can give them constructive criticism and good. My Lord, also, when they're doing something good, they can tell them what to do. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just lift up Sister Shawan's daughter and her mother. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you. Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Lord, we lift up Sister Shirley Bowman and her family, Lord. We thank you for saving. Lord, we thank you for sending your angels in between that car for the baby, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that the angels covered him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for her children, Lord God, and how that, Lord, I know she went to the banquet yesterday, and God, she's on this line tonight. So I know you took care of her going up and down that highway and byway, Father, and we just want to thank you in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I lift the Sister Vivian and her children and everyone that had came to God's favor line tonight. Lord, we want to thank you, God, for being in, Lord God. You know what the unspoken request is. So, Father, we thank you that you will bring it to pass because you told us in your word that we need or only believe in your word that it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
Amen. And I want to also lift up Minister Gwen. She has been on my heart daily since she lost her sister. I want everybody to know to pray for Minister Gwen. She lost her sister. I don't know how she feel, but I know how I would feel if I lose one of my sisters, which I did lose a sister at the age of 21 years ago. I lost a sister. So let's just keep her in our prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, wrap your arms around her these days of mourning, God, until you decide to lift, God, the hurt, the pain, God. But you'll never take away the memories, oh God. Father God, let her, when she feels overwhelmed, just rest up on your breast, oh God. And Father God, feel your comfort and your peace, oh God. Oh, God, oh, God, let Minister Gwen know, oh, God, what she already knows, that you love her unconditionally, God, no matter what she's going through. Lord, Father God, oh, when she look at that sister's picture, God, she can just take it with a smile, God. And then if she have to let the tears run, it will be tears flowing with joy, oh, God, of love, oh, God. All the memories from the past, oh, God. Father God, wrap her in your arms, oh, God, and give her peace and comfort that passes all understanding, oh, God. Your love, oh, God. Your love gonna do it, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you. Yes, we do. And give you praise, Lord God. For there is a time for everything under the sun. There is a time to be born, and there is a time to die. But, Lord, sometimes it's hard for us to let go. But you tell us to let go and let God. And, Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless you, Minister Gwen. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Oh, God bless you. Thank all of you. And thank you so much for that beautiful prayer, Pastor Vivian.
All right. All right. We want to get a song here from Sister Shawanda, if you don't mind. So, Sister Key, can you give us a song?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, all day long. I just thank you. You've been so good. You've been so good.
Yes, Lord.
Been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You spared my life. Hallelujah. You spared my life. You spared my life. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. Thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You save my soul. I just want to thank. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, I give you all the praise tonight. I just want to thank. It is day, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, as she was singing, praise God, I heard this in my spirit. You know, we come on here, but this program is going across the waters. And you don't know who might need that song. You don't know who might have needed that prayer that you prayed, which we prayed for someone that we see. But what about those that you don't see? You don't know whose heart that it might touch. You don't know who may get healed. I just want to encourage you all tonight, because God gave me that tonight as she began to sing. You don't know. You don't know who you're touching. God made it possible for us to be on this radio program. He said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, praise God. You don't know who you're touching. What a blessing. It really touched me when I heard the Spirit say that. You might have lifted someone's spirit by singing a song. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we honor you. Yes, we do, Lord. You are God. Other like you, Lord. And Lord, as we, oh God, send your word across these airways, oh God, touch someone tonight, God. Let him hear what the word has to say to the church. Praise God. Someone might not be saved. Someone might need salvation. This is the time for you to give the Lord your heart and come and serve him with all your heart, your mind, and soul. God is waiting. Yes, he is. He's waiting on you. Praise God. God is waiting. Please, if someone, I'm going to have to mute. I didn't want to do it, but it causes distractions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't know who's listening and need to hear the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God's word is so powerful. I might not be powerful, but God's word is. And God's word will never fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would love to leave everybody unmuted so they can I could hear them praise the Lord, but sometimes there is too much distraction in the background. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God is good anyway. And we thank God for all those that may be listening across the sea. Praise God. Well, our word is going to be coming just a little bit from Micah tonight. Praise God. And it said in Micah, starting at chapter 6, starting at verse 1, praise God. It said, what does the Lord require of you? Ask yourself, what does the Lord require of me? He said, to act justly and love mercy. Act justly and love mercy and walk humbly with your God. Walk humbly with your God. Praise God. This is what God requires of us. Praise God. And you know, the title of this is injustice. Sometimes, praise God, we feel like things have happened to us unjustly. But we serve a just God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You feel sometimes like somebody has done you something and it was injustice. You feel like sometimes you were treated wrongly. You feel sometimes that people don't care. But God still loves you. It ain't about the person. It's about what God is doing in your life and you praying for the other one and what he's doing in the other one's personal life. Because when you pray for the other one, somebody is praying for you. Somebody might have hurt your feelings unjustly. Somebody may have talked about you. Somebody may have tried to pull you down. And that's what we see in the book of Micah. Praise God. We see all these things that was happening in the book of Micah. Praise God. Where there was plotting evil with injustice and many kinds, fraud. And when I call out these, you can see these things going on in our land today. Coveting, violence. There's so much violence. I heard about all the murders last night, and some of them was related to the other one. And I asked, why is people killing up each other? Wise people, but we know it is the enemy evicting women from their home, but in life, hating good and loving evil, despising justice, distorting what is right. We see that distorting what is right. That's in the White House. Why do we don't want to face the truth? Starting what is right. You know that's right for one to move out every time one don't win. It's time. I'm not going to even go there. Murders. Taking bribes. We got so many. I don't know about your state, but we got so many people in Louisiana that take bribes, and then they end up in jail. Our children are going to drugs, and as I just said, murders, and it's causing injustice, seen as though to the parent. It's causing
people to wonder and ask questions. Why do I have to go through so much heartache and pain? How did I raise this child? What did I do wrong? Well, judge in the coming. He will even judge the false prophets, the dishonest leaders, and selfish priests. He did it in Israel and Judah. While they publicly carried out religious ceremonies, let me tell you, you can be in the pulpit and do injustice. To mix selfish motives with empty display of religion is to pervert. Don't try to mix your own desires with the true faith of Jesus Christ. Don't do it. And that's what some people do. They take the word of God and try to twist it. We can't do that. We can't do that. We got to speak the unadulterated word of Jesus Christ and stand on the truth. One day God will reveal how foolish it is to substitute anything for loyalty to him with your own private blend of religion will pervert your faith. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. The righteous judge is going to judge. I see so much, and I know you do too. People perverting the word of God. People perverting. He just said it. God said, I will judge. There was oppression in Michael's time. Michael predicted ruin of all nations and leaders. And we see in Ukraine how the nation is being ruined. And we can see in our own towns how the upper classes are oppressing and exploiting the poor. Does anybody care anymore? Yet no one was speaking against them or doing anything to stop them. God will not put up with this such injustice. Let God judge. Don't you do it. You just pray. Because God is going to judge all the injustice that's being done. We dare not to seek God to help us while we ignore those who are needy and oppressed. We silently condone the action of those who oppress them. Praise God. Seek God. Seek God for justice to be done. As I said earlier, someone may have treated you injustice, but you serve a just God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You serve a just God. Just let you be right. Just let you be right. The Messiah is the King of Peace. He will bring peace. Oh, yes. You just wait. He's going to bring peace. God promised to provide a new king to bring strength and peace to his people. Hundreds of years before Christ's birth, God promised that the eternal king would be born in Bethlehem. It was God's great plan to restore his people through the Messiah. That's the purpose of God coming. Hallelujah. To save us from our sin and restore. Praise God. Christ our King leads us just as God promised. But until his final judgment, his leadership is only visible among those who welcome his authority. We got to welcome Jesus in. That's where we stand. Just keep on welcoming him. Father, I thank you. I welcome you, Lord God, every day, God, for for your goodness and mercy, all that you're doing, God. We can have God's peace now by giving up our sin and welcoming the King. Hallelujah. And he brings joy into our hearts. Praise God. We got to be pleasing God. Be God please us. Be God care how you're hurt. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just keep on pleasing God. Hallelujah. Micah preached that God's greatest desire was not the offering of sacrifices at the temple. God delights in faith and produces justice. God, oh, now did you hear that? Offering of sacrifice at the temple. God delights in faith and produces justice. Love for others and obedience to him. And that's what he requires us. To love your neighbor as yourself. I didn't say point out what they are doing or what they've done to you. I said to love for justice sake. To love, delight in faith and produces justice, love for others, and obedience to him. He said, all I want you to do, obey me when I tell you to love somebody. Love them, I don't care who they are, where they're from. Praise God. True faith in God generates kindness. Fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Justice and humility. Family, our church, and our neighborhood. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want true justice. We want God to see us as he sees us. That perfect work that's being done in us. And we thank him for what he's doing in us and through us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It took a servant king to personify the kind of justice that's hurting some of us. We experience those things in our life. Seems as though we've forgotten. Sometimes we are hurting. Sometimes we feel helpless. But God, that servant king who is the servant, our servant, he's there. He took the fulfillment of Michael's prophecy in Jesus to see right relationships established between God and people and person to person. Come not in an outward enforcement of Caesar-like law and order, but in the freedom of mercy, goodness, and spirit of our servant King. Mercy and goodness will follow us all the days of our lives if we practice justice. If we practice justice, then we are obeying Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we practice justice, we are allowing the King to work on us. We are serving him. Hallelujah. Because he wants us to be servants and to serve him with our whole heart, mind, and soul. When you be a servant, God does his perfect work. And Micah, what neither Augustus nor the rest of the world could have anticipated is how a far greater king would live and die to show that
real justice looks like. What it looks like. Centuries earlier, in the prophet Micah's day, the people of God had once again lapsed into culture of lies, violence, and ill-gotten treasures. God dearly loved nation had lost sight of him. He longed for them to show their world what it meant to do right by each other and to walk humbly with him. God want us to walk humbly. God want us to walk humbly so others can see what God is doing in our lives. He's teaching us once we stay in his word, praise God. He's teaching us. He's leading us. And he's guiding us in the way that we should go. That we won't be angry with someone. No, because we're going to walk humbly. That we are, as I said last week, so glad to pray for one another. As he has taught us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So glad to go to the church and gather together as he has taught us. So glad that we can forgive each other that has someone that has done us injustice. Forgive. Forgiveness is so important that you don't see. Forgive. If someone has done something to your child, forgive them and pray for them. Your son may be behind bars. Your daughter may be behind bars. It's so many things that can come in our lives because it looks like it should be injustice. The devil wants to produce anything, praise God, that may cause us to turn away from a person or dislike a person. But all of these are God's people, and we don't look at it as injustice. But let God fight the battle. Because that's what he promised he would do. God promised us that we don't have to fight. He'll fight the battle for us. So injustice, I want you to take that and throw it out tonight if you feel like somebody is doing you injustice. Just lean on the just God. Because as we just saw, God will take care of everything. So what does it mean for you to act justly? To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's what we want to see, and that's what Jesus wants to see. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, please help us to do right by others and everyone within our lives. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be what you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Again, I bless you all tonight, and I'm glad to see all of you all again on tonight. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace throughout this week. Praise God. And please come back with us next week, and let us just bless God. I love when God and he gives his word to encourage us. It's not just for me, even though I love it. It's for me, but then I want to share it with you. And if anybody would like to help this program go on, please send us to your Cash App $ Vivian Collins 1. Praise God. We will be glad if you could help us with the program. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if not, don't hesitate to come on because we love you anyway. Praise God. God bless you. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.